This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister is also set to release a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. The celebrations feature mass singing of the full version of Vande Mataram across public places with enthusiastic participation from people of all sections of society. Vande Mataram was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee on Akshaya Navami, November 7, in 1875. It was first published in the literary journal Banga Darshan as part of his novel Anandamat. Invoking the motherland as a symbol of strength, prosperity and divinity, the song became an enduring emblem of India's unity and national pride. The Telangana government has directed for mass singing of the authorized version of the national song Vande Mataram in all government offices and educational institutions later today to commemorate the 150th anniversary of writing of Vande Mataram. A government order has been issued in the name of State Chief Secretary K. Ramakrishna Rao, issuing instructions to the district collectors yesterday. The Chief Secretary directed all district collectors to organize mass singing of Vande Mataram at 10 a.m. in the collectorates and all government offices. District collectors have also been directed to ensure that all educational institutions conduct similar mass singing programs at the same time. November 7 marks 150th anniversary of the writing of the National Song of India by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Delhi Police has released a traffic advisory regarding the 150th year celebration of National Song Vande Mataram at Indira Gandhi Stadium in New Delhi today. According to the police, several key roads in the national capital will be affected, including Secretariat Road, JLN Marg, ITO to Yamuna Bridge and Indraprastha Marg. Commuters have been advised to avoid these roads till 2 p.m. According to the Delhi Police, approximately 11,000 invitees are expected to arrive in 1,000 cars and 300 buses. The election campaigning for the second and final phase has gained further momentum. Along with senior leaders of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, leaders of other parties have also put their full strength into campaigning. In the districts of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad and Champaran regions, star campaigners and senior leaders of various parties are conducting intensive election campaigns. In the second and final phase of the assembly elections, voting will be held on 11th of November in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts, while the counting of votes will take place on November 14. The first phase of the Bihar Legislative Assembly elections concluded with the highest ever voter turnout of 64.66% in the history of the state. The electoral fate of a total of 1,314 candidates has been sealed in the EVMs. Prominent leaders who were in the fray in this phase include BJP leaders and Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, 16 ministers of Nitish Kumar cabinet, an RJD leader, and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav. In Sudan, the paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, has agreed to a US-backed proposal for a humanitarian ceasefire after more than 2 years of conflict with the Sudanese armed forces. The RSF announced this decision shortly after capturing the city of El Fasher in the Darfur region. The truce proposal was put forward by the US-led Quad Mediator Group, which includes Saudi Arabia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. The group said it accepted the ceasefire to address the catastrophic humanitarian situation and to allow the urgent delivery of aid to civilians after an 18-month siege. A nationwide celebration will be marked today to celebrate 100 glorious years of Indian hockey. More than 1,400 matches will take place across 550 districts as part of the centenary celebrations. The main event will take place at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi from 8:30 a.m., featuring a series of special events that capture the essence of Indian hockey's glorious journey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.